swallow that.
What?
Holy fuck.
I'm confused right now.
Oh, God.
It was a victory pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
Nick, talk about the response in the second period, if you would.
That was big. I mean, that was much needed. I think that we were disappointed in our first period and just the pace that we were playing at. I mean, we really didn't have a pushback. We really didn't generate a forecheck, and they were all over us, and it really wasn't anything they were doing. I mean, they're a good team and they work really hard, but it was just because we were sitting back and allowing them to get so much speed. And you saw in the second, we kind of turned it around. It was a big play, obviously, by Mac to get that over to Mark and get us going on a penalty kill, but we just took off from there. And I thought Curtis McElhaney was outstanding tonight. He made some unbelievable saves.
Yeah, shorthanded goal does a lot to get a team jump-started, right?
Yeah, you need that. You need those breaks and momentum. And, you know, we get a big one like that, we just get rolling from there. So it's a huge goal for us. And, you know, it shows in our team. You see us take off and, you know, get three more. And, you know, it really kind of put us in the driver's seat. And we just we stuck with it and we're able to get that, you know, fifth and sixth one as well.
Nick, two nights in a row where you haven't necessarily played a full 60-minute game, yet you have success. I mean, you find a way to win. Does that tell you a little bit about what this team is capable of when that full 60 goes like the second period did tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the team that we expect to be every night, and it's you know, we're still trying to find our way and doing the right things for 60 minutes, but when we do play like that, it's fun to watch. It's fun to be on the bench. It's fun to be a part of, and I think every guy just works that much harder when we're rolling like that, so we got to find a way to do that, like you said, for 60 minutes, though. I don't know if it's just mental or you know, we had a tough travel, too. It was coming 2.5 hours on a flight up here after a game last night, and it's not an excuse, but it does play into it sometimes, and but we found a way to get a win, and we're, you know, hopefully going to continue to do that.
Over 500 now. What does that mentally mean to you, psychologically?
That means that we don't take a break, and there's no breath of fresh air. It's continue to push. I mean, we're not where we want to be. We want to be in a playoff spot. So over 500 is great, but it doesn't put us in a playoff spot. So that's our main goal, is to get into the playoffs, and you know, we got to continue to win more games, and then to get ourselves as much over 500 as possible. So our goal is not complete, and we're not satisfied, and we have to play like that.
Thanks, Nick.